Until 11, you're listening to Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And we're down here at the Geelong Chamber of Commerce this morning. And with me on the line now is Terry Richardson. He's the president of Australian Dairy Farmers. Terry, thanks for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
Now, there's lots of changes that are happening when it comes to the dairy industry, but I'm just wondering, can you give us a bit of a snapshot on the current landscape? Because, of course, we all remember the high-profile coverage of what was happening with dairy prices some time ago. What's the current landscape like for dairy farmers?
Well, at the moment, the milk companies have announced their opening prices for the 2018-19 season. There's been some disappointment expressed by farmers at the level of prices that have been offered. But this is only the beginning of the new season, and we hope that there's some scope for prices to improve. But aside from that, some very difficult conditions being experienced by way of climate challenges and also lots of cost increases. And so the last Dairy Australia national survey indicated that a large proportion of our farmers would struggle to make profit this year. And of course, there's been some headlines around the numbers who are looking to perhaps exit the industry as well. So some good news, hopefully, but that's tempered by these other factors which are impacting on the industry.
So can you explain what a milk price index is and how it works?
Well, the index came about as a result of the unexpected and dramatic reduction in milk prices in 2016 by two of the major milk companies. And the Australian the government put in place a dairy support package, and the milk price index was designed to provide some transparency around prices so that the farm gate milk price being offered could be seen to be connected or relative, had some relativity to the international commodity prices. So in 2016, the farm gate milk prices were way ahead of what should have been paid, and so the milk price index is designed to provide some confidence to farmers that the what's being received is actually a reflection of what's being paid in the market.
So more broadly, what are the issues around the milk price at the moment? You say that many dairy farmers won't be able to make a profit this year. Why is it that that is the case when there does seem to be such a high demand for Australian milk products?
Well, simply that there's been a sustained period of cost increases, and the volatility of the milk price means that you can run at a loss, for example, for 1 or 2 years, but you need a period of recovery to allow you to get back to a position where the business can operate successfully. But you do need to reinvest in your business to allow it to continue. So when you've had the challenges with climate, the prices and cost increases, it's very difficult to actually feel that you're getting ahead of all of this. Despite the continued demand for Australian dairy produce.
What do you think the outlook's like? I mean, are some of these issues being resolved? Are we seeing increases in prices, or are the challenges still going for a long way on the horizon?
Well, look, there are opportunities being presented. We see demand increasing for milk fats, for example, which is against the long-term trend, so that's delivering some good returns. But the counter to that is the other parts of the milk, for example, skim milk powder. The prices have been in the doldrums for a period of time now. You can't predict what's going to happen. The geopolitical events that we've seen in recent times do have an impact on us as well. For example, if the soybean price drops in America, that allows the American farmers to increase their milk supply. then suddenly we're confronted with extra product in the export markets.
So what's your main message to Australian consumers, people out there, perhaps in Geelong that might be listening to this program? What can they do to support dairy farmers? Are there certain products that they can buy that are considered to be better at supporting farmers at the farm gate?
What I would ask them to do is go to the dairy cabinet, pick up the product and look for the look at the label, and if it's made in Australia, buy that. Made from Australian products, please purchase that.
What percentage is not made in Australia? What percentage is imported?
Look, I don't know the exact numbers, but it is a large percentage. We're a large importer of dairy produce, which for the dairy farmers is a little disappointing at times when we want to trade into markets around the world, but we also accept that there's going to be imports, but we feel that what we have coming into Australia is priced at a level which presents some severe challenges.
Well, thank you very much for being on the program this morning. Really interesting to hear what's happening on the ground, and let's see how these reforms go.
Thank you
very much, Terry Richardson, joining us there, the President of Australian Dairy Farmers. And coming up next here at the Geelong Chamber of Commerce, we'll be catching up with Marika Niggi from Encompass Community Services, along with Faye Dixon, to talk about a new training package from Encompass, which is called Don't Stare, Be Aware. And apparently it's available free for local businesses. So we'll talk about that straight after this on The Pulse.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.